KP Sports, I'm Chuck Freeman. After flirting with an offer from the NBA, a two-time national-winning college basketball coach is staying put, agreeing to a new deal. Correspondent Gethin Coolball has the story.
UConn and men's basketball coach Dan Hurley have agreed to a six-year, $50 million contract through the 2029-30 season, nearly a month after he turned down a lucrative offer to coach the Los Angeles Lakers. Hurley passed on guiding the storied NBA club to return to the two-time defending NCAA champions. He can also earn more through performance-based incentives, a Monday release from the school stated. He will receive $6.375 million next season, in addition to his $400,000 base annual salary. Hurley is 141-58 in six seasons with the Huskies.
Keegan Bradley is the next U.S. Ryder Cup captain for the 2025 matches at Bethpage Black. The PGA of America made the surprise announcement yesterday. It followed months of negotiations with Tiger Woods. He was the first choice. Woods was trying to decide if he had time to fulfill all the duties. The NFL has suspended Pittsburgh Steelers safety Cam Sutton for the first eight games of the 2024 season for violating the league's personal conduct policy. The suspension stems from Sutton's involvement in an alleged domestic violence dispute in Florida in March. On to Wimbledon. Taylor Fritz with a dramatic fourth-round win. Let's hear what happened at day eight at Wimbledon.
The 13-seeded American hope fought back from 2 sets to love down to upset the 4-seeded German Alexander Zverev, closing out a 3-hour and 29-minute slugfest, 6-3 in the fifth. Fritz now faces a quarterfinal showdown with the Italian Lorenzo Musetti, who is ranked 25 in the world. Bad news for the women's 11 seed Danielle Collins. She lost in straight sets in the fourth round, leaving Emma Navarro as the only American hope left in the women's singles. I'm Graham Agars.
In the world of baseball, Atlanta came back to beat Arizona 5-4. The Braves were down by 2 in the top of the ninth inning. And then Sean Murphy hit a 2-run blast to tie it up. And then the Braves go on and win it in extras. Mitch Keller did not make the All-Star team, but he was on the mound for the Pirates on Monday afternoon, and he had an All-Star performance, says correspondent Josh Rountree.
Mitch Keller pitched 8 strong innings as the Pirates beat the Mets 8-2. Keller allowed 2 earned runs while striking out 6 over 107 pitches. Pirates manager Derek Shelton saying that Monday's performance shows why Keller should be an All-Star.
Right there, that's the leader of a staff. That's what a guy that leads a staff, that's what he does. That's what a guy that pitches opening day does. That's what a guy that, in my mind, is an All-Star.
O'Neill Cruz hit a 2-run home run for Pittsburgh, and Joshua Palacios went deep as well. The Mets' bullpen surrendered 6 earned runs. Brandon Nimmo drove in the lone New York runs.
The St. Louis Cardinals in second place in the NL Central, but 33-18 since Mother's Day. They knocked off Washington using pitching and power. Correspondent Craig Heist reports.
Paul Goldschmidt and Alec Burleson each homered to back the pitching of Miles Michaelis, who pitched into the seventh inning and improved his record to 7-7 as the Cardinals shut out the Nationals 6-0 to take 3-4 in their series. Goldschmidt led off the fourth inning with his 12th of the season, while Burleson led off the eighth with his 14th. He drove in 3 runs. Goldschmidt and the Cardinals have now won 7 of their last 10 and find themselves 4.5 games out of first place in the NL Central.
We believe in the guys in this locker room, and we've done a better job these last few weeks. And luckily we got good defense and pitching that's kept us in a lot of games as well.
Mitchell Parker went 7 innings for the Nationals but suffered the loss to fall to 5-5. The Nationals complete their homestand 3-5.
Cincinnati blank Colorado 6-0. American League, the Detroit Tigers outlast Cleveland to match their longest winning streak of the season. Correspondent Denny Kapp reports.
The Tigers take advantage of a miscue to edge the Guardians 1-0. Tigers catcher Jake Rogers came in to score the game's lone run in the 8th inning, compliments of a misplayed ground ball by Guardian shortstop Ryan Rocchio. The lone air by either team proved to be the difference in a game dominated by pitching. Tiger starter Kader Montero struck out 4, giving up just 3 hits over 6 1/3 innings to help the Tigers win their 4th in a row. Tigers manager A.J. Hinch.
Almost an entire lineup of left-handers, or the switch hitters are going to hit left-handed, plus Fry, and he continued to be able to land his pitches and throw first pitch strikes and be very efficient with his night.
Guardians starter Gavin Williams countered with 5 strikeouts, giving up just 4 hits and a walk over 5 1/3. Both starters received no decisions.
Texas defeated the Los Angeles Angels 9-4. Minnesota wins in extra innings over the Chicago White Sox. David Schuster reports from Chicago.
Brooks Lee's second RBI single on the night was the game-winning hit as the Twins defeated the White Sox 8-6 in 11 innings.
It's just been such a special week for me, my family too, and I'm I mean, it still feels like a blur. And this game was long, and it still felt like a blur, so it was cool.
Minnesota totaled 15 hits on the night, including three by Byron Buxton. Trevor Larnach, Carlos Correa, and Matt Wallner all hit home runs, giving the Twins 26 straight games with a home run, a new franchise record. Johan Duran pitched one inning, picking up the victory. He's now 5-3, with Cody Funderburk nailing it down with save number one. Minnesota pulls to within five games of Cleveland in the Central, while the White Sox lose for the 67th time this season.
And I'm Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.